As we said last time, we're going to be starting now with the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim. After a person wakes up and he says, Moida'ani, Moida'ani, and then he goes, washes Negelvasser. So the next bracha that he makes is the first bracha of the day is Al Natilas Yadayim. So before we get to the actual Nusach Al Natilas Yadayim, since this is the first bracha of the day, we should start really with the beginning of the bracha, which is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, which we say many, many times a day. We should understand exactly how the Rishonim, how the Mefarshim explain it, and we should have these kavanas. The first thing I would like to give as a hakdama is the words of the Tur in Simen Hei, in Aruch Chaim, the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Hei, and they say, Yechavein v'birchoisov, a person should have kavana when he makes a bracha, Pirish Hamilois, the explanation, the translation of the words, Shemoitzi Mipiv, that he says from his mouth. In other words, the idea of brachos is not just saying over the nusach of brachos and saying 100 brachos a day, it's a great thing, and we're saying brachos. The first thing that we have to learn before we make a bracha, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yechavein v'birchoisov, Pirish Hamilois, Shemoitzi Mipiv. The idea of when we make a bracha is to have in mind the kavana of what the words mean when you make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah over there in Simen Hei says that the makar of this Shulchan Aruch is a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Zayin, says, Shelo Yizrek Bracha Mipiv. A person should not throw a bracha out of his mouth. So what does that mean? You shouldn't just say bracha, bracha, to Hashem, and you have to know what you're saying. You have to know what it means. So let's start with the beginning of every bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem. What does that mean? The word Baruch, if you look in any siddur, any English siddur, is blessed. In Yiddish you say it's benched. So what does that mean? What are we saying to Hashem? Baruch Ata Hashem. So the actual taich of the word Baruch, I'm not sure how you say it in English, if it's not blessed, but the way the Rishonim say Baruch means a lashon of Toisefes V'Ribui. That is the lashon Toisefes V'Ribui, which means in abundance, added, in addition, something a lot, something added. Rashi in Soita Daf Yud says a lashon that kol bracha shebe mikra, anytime in the Torah it says a lashon of bracha, lashon ribui, it means in addition, adding an abundance of something, a lot. Tovar hamisrabe umotzi boi soiva, something that can be added and has soiva as plenty. So that's the idea when the Torah says the word baruch, it means in addition, something added. And the Ramban ala Torah says the same thing. There's a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim that says, "Uveirach es mach macha ve'es meimecha." So what does that mean? Hashem is going to bless your bread. That's how people translate it. You're going to bless your bread and your water. No, the Ramban on that pasuk says, "Uveirach es mach macha habracha hi toisefes bread." Sheyir mehen l'chol l'roiv ma'oid. You're going to have a lot of bread. You're going to have a lot of water. Uveirach es mach macha ve'es meimecha. So you see, the Ramban also agrees with this Rashi. Other Rishonim in other places say this also, that the word bracha means added. So that's the actual definition of the word, that it means to add. Actually, the opposite of baruch is arur. How do we translate arur? It means curse. So if you look in the Mefarshim in Birchas Yaakov, when he says about Shimon and Levi, arur apam, so how would we say it? Cursed is their anger. So the Rishonim say there, no, arur means that it should diminish, it should be made less. So just like baruch means to add something, so arur means to take away. So why is bracha a blessing and arur is a curse? The answer is because when you give someone a blessing, you give him a bracha, what are you really saying? Hashem should add something to you. You give him a bracha, you should add hatzlacha. Hashem should add hatzlacha to you. Hashem should add money to you. Hashem should add Torah to you. Whatever you're giving, a bracha to the person. The idea of bracha, the word means adding. The reason why it means to bless is because you're wishing him that Hashem should add to his hatzlacha. And what's arur is a curse. The reason arur is a curse, the Rishonim say arur means the chisaron, to take away something, missing something. Because when you're saying a curse, you're saying you should have, Hashem should take away all your mazel, Hashem should take away all your money, Hashem should take away everything. But the idea, the shayrish of it is because baruch means to add and arur means to curse. Arur means to take away. So now when you give your friend the bracha, you say you should be gebenched, you should be misparech. So what you mean to say really is that Hashem should add to you hatzlacha, Hashem should add to you something. So here's where the question arises, what does it mean when we say that Hashem is Baruch? Hashem should be added, Hashem, chas v'shalom, we don't have this, Hashem is shleimus, at its best. There's no such thing as adding to Hashem, whatever could be added is already there. There's no such thing as Hashem, chas v'shalom, missing something, and we're saying Hashem should be blessed. What does that mean that we say Baruch Ata Hashem? So there's basically two approaches to this. most of the Rishonim have the first approach. That is the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Tav Lamed, which is the Mitzvah of benching. So he talks about Brichas HaMazon, he talks about Brachas in general, and also the Rashba talks about it in the Tshuva, Tshuva Sarajba. So the Chinuch and the Tshuva Sarajba say that when we say that Bracha means blessing and adding, that when you give a Bracha to someone, it means that Hashem should add to his Hatzlacha. So what does it mean when we say that Baruch Atah Hashem? It's not a tefillah at all. It's actually a proclamation. We're announcing that Hashem is the source of all brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem, you are Baruch. What does that mean, you are Baruch? You are the source of all good in this world, all Hatzlacha and all Parnasa and all Chachma, everything is all from you. So when we say in every bracha, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we're not davening for anything. We're making a hachraza, we're announcing Baruch Atah Hashem. Hashem, you are the Makar HaBrachas. That is the Lashon of the Rishonim. We're saying, you are the source of all things that are added in this world, all the Shefa, all the good things that come in this world. Hashem, you are the source of them. So that is the definition of Baruch Atah Hashem, according to many Rishonim. The Sefer HaChinuch adds, so what does it mean when we say Hashem, Yisbarach V'Yishtamach, Hashem should be blessed? What does it mean, He should be Misbarach? He is. The whole idea of Baruch is that we're saying Hashem is the source of the Brachas. So what does it mean, Yisbarach Hashem should be? Sefer HaChinuch says it means something very simple. We know Hashem is the source of the Brachas. Yisbarach means that we're saying it should be the will of Hashem that everybody in the world should understand that Hashem is the Makar HaBrachas. Yisbarach means that Hashem should be blessed in the mouth of all people, meaning that everyone should understand the truth that Hashem is the source of all the brachas. So really, Baruch Atah Hashem is not a tefillah, it's not a request that we're saying. Baruch Atah Hashem is announcing that we understand that Hashem is the source of all brachas. Yisbarach means that everyone should come to that recognition that Hashem is the Makar HaBrachas. That's the way, the standard approach of most Rishonim. There is a chiddush that Rav Chaim Volozhiner says in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shai Beis. The Nefesh HaChaim says that since the word Baruch means Toisefes Beribui, in addition, so what does that mean when he asks the question of the Pharisee? He says, what does it mean to give a bracha to Hashem, that we say Baruch Atah Hashem? So he doesn't go with the approach of the Rishonim that we're making a hachraza, an announcement that Hashem is the source of the brachas. He says it's more like you give a bracha to a person, that something should be added. So he says, so how could that be by Hashem? How are you saying that something should be added? Nothing could be added to Hashem. So he says it's not going on Hashem ba'atzmusai, Hashem himself, that we're saying something should be added, some good should be added. Nothing good could be added to Hashem. We're addressing now Hashem's relationship towards us. Hashem's relationship towards the world should be added, should be improved. What does that mean? Hashem, besides being Hashem himself, which is hard for us to understand, Hashem also connects to the world. He guides the world, he watches the world, he judges the world, he gives us parnasa. Hashem does everything for us, and all the things that grow, that's all with the bracha of Hashem. So when we're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem should be Toisefes, Hashem should be added, it doesn't mean the Etzem Hashem, whatever the Metzias of Hashem, should be added, should be improved, should be made greater. There's no such thing. But it means Hashem's Hashba, Hashem's the pipelines that Hashem uses to give us all, to give us good, those Tzinoiris that they call it, that Hashem uses to send down all the bracha in this world and all the Hashpacha Pratis, that he says, that's what should be added, that's what should be improved, and those roads that Hashem uses to send down all his brachas should be paved and cleared, and that's what Tosefes means, that when Hashem, we say to Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, we're saying that the way Hashem connects with our world and Hashem gives us, that should be added and that should be improved. So these are the two drachim. Again, you have to think all the pshatim by Baruch. The simple pshat of Baruch Atah Hashem, we think Hashem is the Makar HaBrachas. Hashem is the source of all good things in the world, of all brach in the world. But again, the Nefesh HaChaim just suggests another pshat that we're saying that something should be added, but not that Hashem should be added, but Hashem's bracha towards us, Hashem's connection to us, should be added. That's the taich Baruch Atah Hashem. Now, when we say Hashem, this is the first time of the day that we say Hashem's name, and Anu Tzidai. So what does it mean when we say Hashem? Hashem is Hashem, referring to Hashem. So the Shulchan Aruch says the same place in Simen Hey, what should a person have kavanah when he says Hashem? So as a little kid, you learn Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. So is that the extent of what we're supposed to think of when we say the Shem Hashem? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a little more than that. The main thing you're supposed to think of is the name that we pronounce is the name of Aleph Daled Nun Yud. Even if the Shem Hashem is written differently, sometimes it's written with two Yuds, it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, but the name that we pronounce is the name of Adoy Shem, which is Aleph Daled Nun Yud. That name means Adoin Hakol, that Hashem is the master of everything. That means when we say Hashem, what we should be thinking of, as we're saying the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, what we should be thinking is that Hashem is the master of everything. Hashem created everything. Hashem runs the world. He's the boss. That's the simple thing that we should think. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you Hashem, who is the master of everything, the Adon of everything, you are the source of all brachas. So that's what you're supposed to have in mind by the Shem Hashem. However, what is it? Every single time you say Hashem's name, you're supposed to have kavana of Adon HaKol, that Hashem is the master. You could just, that could be your picture of what Hashem is. Hashem is the boss, Hashem is the master, Hashem is everything. So that every time you say Hashem's name, surely in a bracha, you're supposed to have that kavana. What is that? If you don't have the kavana, it doesn't make it a bracha of Atala. But there are people that say that it's that if a person says Hashem Hashem without having the right kavana, so he gets a very big oinish because it's like saying Hashem's name levatala. It's something that's very chomer. So a person should get used to it, even practice it. Not like practice saying Hashem Hashem, but you know, train yourself that when you're about to say now Asher Yotzah, you're about to say now Baruch Hashem, that when you say the Hashem Hashem, you're referring to the Hashem that's the Adon HaKol, the one who created everything and is the Adon of everything. The truth is that the Torah says, what is it? Oh, so now the Torah adds, that's what I was about to say. The Torah says that not only should you have in mind Adon HaKol, because that's the name that you're pronouncing, but since the name that you're reading is Yud Kei Vav Kei, so Yud Kei Vav Kei, if you jumble up all the letters, it says Hoya Hoy Veviyeh, which means that Hashem was, Hashem will always be, and Hashem is presently. That there's no beginning and end to Hashem. Hashem exists from beginning of time to the end of time, from before there was time, Lamala Min Azman. So since that's the letters that you're reading, even though you should have in mind that Adon Kol first, that's like the main thing, but also you should have in mind Hoya Hoy Veviyeh. However, it's hard enough for a person to have in mind Adon Kol every time he's saying Hashem's name. So the Vilna Gaon says, and that's it in Shulchan Aruch, in the Bi'ur Agro, in Shulchan Aruch Simenei, Bi'ur Agro says, it's not true, you don't have to have in mind Hoya Hoya Ve'yir, only twice. When you say Kriya Shema, and you say the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, so those two times that you say the word Hashem, then you should have everything in mind. And that's why that should be the slowest Pasuk that you say all day, because every bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, every time you say Hashem, once you get used to it, it should go easily. That if you say Hashem, it means Adon Kol, Hashem is Abnus, Hashem is the master, Hashem is the king. But you could have in mind however either, if it doesn't mess you up. But you'll notice, if you start concentrating, that you say Hashem quite often in davening, and to have two kavanas for each one, you know, it's something that might not be so practical. So we could go halavai, at least we should keep what the Vilna Gaon says, which is that to have in mind every Shem Hashem, Adon Kol, Hashem is the master. It takes a half a second, but just keep that in mind that Hashem is the master. When you're saying Hashem, that's who you're referring to, the Adon Kol. However, in the Kriya Shema, which is coming up by Ma'ariv, and also by Shachris, when you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, since the way that's written in the Torah is Yud Kei Vav Kei, so really you should have in mind by every Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hoya Hoya Ve'yir. So even if we don't have that in mind by a simple bracha, but by the Kriya Shema, the first pasuk is the Araisa, that a person should be makabel all Malchus Shemayim. The idea of Kriya Shema is to understand who is Hashem, and Hashem is the king, and that's Malchus Shemayim. So there for sure you should have all the proper kavanas to say Adon Kol, that Hashem is the master, and also Hoya Hoya Ve'yir. So that is Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch Atah, you are the source of all the brachas, and Hashem is Adon Kol. And again, in the Hashem of Kriya Shema, you should have in mind also Hoya Hoya Ve'yir. The next word is Elokeinu. Hashem is our God. Elokeinu. So Elokeinu is usually a lashon of strength. Usually Elokeinu refers to in the Torah of Midas Hadin. Elokeinu is strength. So what should a person have in mind? So we go right back to that Shulchan Aruch and Siman Hey, where he's telling us the taich of the brachas. And Shulchan Aruch says, by Elokeinu, a person should have in mind that Hashem is takif, that means the strongest possible thing that we can imagine is Hashem. That's takif, strong. Bal Yecholus means that Hashem is capable of doing everything. Not only is he strong, sometimes a person is very strong, but he's in jail, so he can't get to where he wants to go to break down things. But Hashem is not only strong, but he's also Baal Yecholus, he's capable of using all his strength, and Baal HaKoiches Kulam. Baal HaKoiches Kulam means all these koiches that we have in the world, the sun produces light and everything, and heat, and the moon, and everything, all the stars, and all the mazolis, all these koiches that are in the world, these are taka true koiches, but Hashem is the Baal HaKoiches Kulam. Hashem is the one who gives them power. You'll see in many Siddurim that they have by the Shem Hashem, it says, Adon Kol Hoya Hoya Ve'yir, because that's what you're supposed to have in mind, and by Elokeinu it says these three things, Takif, Baal Yecholus, Baal HaKoiches Kulam. Because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should have in mind. Again, these are three things, it sounds like it's so much to have in mind by Elokeinu, but it's really not three totally separate things. You have in mind Elokeinu. Elokeinu is the Hashem of strength. First of all, that he has so much strength, he's the strongest thing around, and also that he has no limitation to using that strength. Bal yecholas, he could do whatever he wants, and also bal hakoches kulam, that any other strength in this world is all because of Hashem. The Nefesh HaChaim says in Shah Aleph, Perek Beis, that when we say kol hakoches kulam, that bal hakoches kulam, Hashem is the bal hakoches, what we're in essence saying, when you say elokeinu, and you're supposed to have in mind, like the Shulchan Aruch says, bal hakoches kulam, that means that when Hashem creates things in this world that have power. Let's say the sun. The sun creates heat and light. So it's not like a person who takes a piece of wood and builds a desk. The person who built this desk is not standing here holding it up. And even so, the desk is standing, that's fine. What does that mean? Because when a person creates something, even after he pulls away his hands, the thing is now can stand on its own. However, when Hashem creates something like this world, Hashem first of all created it, Yesh Me'ayin, he took it out of nothing, he didn't have the lumber and then build it. Hashem creates the world, Yesh Me'ayin, and also Hashem is, V'atah Mechaya Es Kulam, that means Hashem produces life and koyach to everything in this world every single second. If there was 1 second that Hashem would kaviyachol pull his hand away and say, I don't want the world to exist, it's not like the earth is already hanging on its own. There's no such thing, there's no status quo in the world. Hashem, b'ritzonai, every second is mekayim all the worlds and everybody in it, and if he would 1 second decide that there shouldn't be a world, it would all go away. So Nefesh HaChaim says that's included in what we have a kavana, ba'al hakoyches kulam. That means Hashem is the owner of all the koyaches. Hashem, at this present moment, as we're saying Elokeinu, we're saying that it's only because of the will of Hashem that everything here, all the koyches and everything else that seems to be powerful in the world, it has any power. It's because Hashem is still willing it and wanting it and desiring it for it to exist. But if Hashem would pull away from it, so not like a basar adam who after he builds something it's there, but Hashem has to have that rotzen to keep the bria going every second. So that's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. Melech HaElam, I don't have much to add on. Melech HaElam means the king of the world. It doesn't just mean Olam Hazeh, but all the Olamis that the Mekubalim talk about, that there's many different levels of Olamis, there's Malachim and there's different things, different levels of Bria. Hashem is the Melech HaElam, Hashem is the king of all of them. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav. What does that mean? Hashem was Mekadesh us with his mitzvahs. So now people a lot of times say B'mitzvosav is Yivan. So first of all, that's another thing we have to put a revach bein adveikim, that the b'mitzvosav ends with a vav, and v'tzivanu starts with a vav. So you have to make sure it's just to pause for a second between those two words, not to say them together. Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu. But besides that, it ends with the same, it has the same letter, it's not got two different clauses. B'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, people say together because that's the standard nusach, and then it changes. V'tzivanu la'adik neshachalcha, v'tzivanu la'niyatun. But really, it's two different things. Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvosav, Hashem was mekadesh us with his mitzvos, that's one nekuda, and then v'tzivanu, and he commanded us to do something, la'adik nesh, whatever it is. So what does it mean, Hashem was mekadesh us with his mitzvos? So the tour has a Talmud, it's called the Avodram. The Avodram has a sefer, he has a siddur, really, a sefer on davening. And we're going to quote the Mitzvah Hashem many things from the Avodram. So this kedai to know who he is, the Talmud of the tour, the Rishon. And the Avodram suggests two pshatim over here in the Taich of Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah. What does it mean Hashem was Mekadesh us? I think the way they say it in the English siddurim is that Hashem made us holy, Hashem sanctified us, made us kadosh. That's what the word Kiddushanu means. Hashem made us holy by giving us mitzvahs. As opposed to the goyim who have no kiddusha, they have very few mitzvahs. Hashem was mekadesh us with our 613 mitzvahs. However, he suggests another pshat, that Hashem was mekadesh us is a lashon of kiddushin, of marriage, like erusin. Hashem married us with his mitzvahs. As you know from learning kiddushin, the only way you could marry a woman is if you give her a kesef kiddushin, if you give her something of value. So Hashem married us, and what did he give us? He gave us his mitzvahs. That was the kesef kiddushin. That was what the Avodram says. That Hashem is mekadesh us. It says, we say when we put on a tefillin, ve'iras techli la'olam, right? Hashem was ma'aris us, like married us. So ve'iras techli be'emunah, be'emunah sometimes means the mitzvahs. In Tehillim it says, kol mitzvaysecha emunah, something like that, a pasuk, that the mitzvahs, kol mitzvaysecha emunah, that's a pasuk in Tehillim, kuf yud tes. So sometimes the mitzvahs are called emunah. So ve'iras techli be'emunah means Hashem gave us the erusin, gave us the kiddushin by giving us the mitzvahs. And again, if you learn kiddushin, you know that these two things are related. Because why is kiddushin called kiddushin? Because you asar akuliyam kehegdish. That's what the Gemara says in kiddushin that base. So kiddushin and hegdish are related. But akapanim davadram is saying that it's two different ideas. Either that Hashem sanctified us with his mitzvahs, or Hashem married us with the mitzvahs. In other words, gave us this close connection of a kiddushin through giving us the mitzvahs. That's asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah. So I just want to, we'll get into the Tzivanu next time, and also the Etzem Nusach of Anu Tzilat Yadayim, but we won't have to do this again by every bracha, but this is just the first bracha of the day, so I wanted to get clear this Nusach. But one thing we should just point out, is if it says, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah itself, to those who know Diktuk, what, how do we talk to Hashem? In first person straight, or in third person, that about Him? Like you talk to your Rebbe, Rebbe said this, so how do we talk to Hashem? So Baruch Atah says you. Baruch Atah, you Hashem, as if we're talking straight to Hashem in first person, right? Then we say, Asher Kiddushanu, that He was Mekadosh us with His mitzvahs. We don't say, Shekidashtanu, you were Mekadosh us. We say, Kiddushanu. So the Rishonim point out, the Avodram, he says, that's because we talk to Hashem in a bracha straight, as if Hashem is opposite us, it's called Noichach, Hashem is opposite us, and also Nistar, also in third person, Kiddushanu B'mitzvah. To show that there's really two aspects. And the way he says it is, that Hashem is nistar mitzad elokusoy. Hashem is not in front of us. When we talk about who that Hashem really is, Hashem is so far away. Hashem is something that's hard for us to understand in full. So that's why Hashem is nistar. We say Asher Kiddushanu. We don't talk to you, Hashem, because Hashem is so hard to understand. This that we say Baruch Atah is because there's also an aspect of Hashem which is nigla, an aspect of Hashem which is easily seen by us. That's nigla mitzad maisa. Because the ma'isim of Hashem, the fact that Hashem does good for us and shows us His hashkacha and gives us all the good things, like we said, that He gives us all the brachas, in that way we do see Hashem. We see Hashem in our everyday life. We see Hashem when we wake up in the morning. We see Hashem that he gave us another day of life, and the fact that He gave us good friends, and the fact that He gave us all the brachas, that's how we see Hashem. So Hashem, in one sense, we don't see, because He's nistar mitzara lakusai, the actual lakus, Hashem is invisible, we don't see Him. But also He's nigla to us, we can see Him in our everyday life, mitzad ma'isav, the way He's noyik towards us. So that's why the Avodram says, in every bracha we say, Baruch Atah, to show that we see Hashem, we see Hashem's actions, we see Hashem's favors to us and everything that He does for us. But then we shift over and say, Asher Kiddushanu, to show that we don't think we really have Hashem standing in front of us. Hashem is really invisible and something that it is hard for us to imagine in full. That's why every bracha has the noichach and the nistar, both parts.